This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
910. I am a blessed guy. I have the lovely and talented Andrea Darlis, the lovely and talented Laura Caldwell, and the lovely and talented Anna DeVlantis plugging the show.
That's right. Flanking you. So good to hear.
And the lovely and talented Dave Ennett.
Yes. Thank
my
you.
Main field of vision here.
Your sight line.
All right. We got a million things to talk about and no time to do it. So Laura Caldwell is here. She is a lawyer. She is an author. She is a an activist for exonerated prisoners. And we got something to say about everything. But do you want to plug this deal tonight or is that a private thing?
No, I really do. This is open to the public. And it's a book launch for a book called Exoneree Diaries. So there's an amazing journalist named Allison Flowers here from Chicago. She put together on a different radio station.
Which one? You can say it.
So Be Easy. Yeah. Really good.
Are they still in business, Be Easy?
Not since Kogan left. Yeah. So she put together a great piece called Exoneree Diaries.
And I'm sure it was good.
She explored four exonerees that we've worked with, some of whom you've met, Steve. And it was so successful and so praised. And frankly, it really contributed to people knowing that wrongful convictions happen and how hard it is to start over.
So it's tonight, where and when?
Tonight at 6 to 8 at 25 East Pearson, which is Loyola Law School in Chicago. So tonight, Thursday from 6 to 8, it's open to the public. And we'd love to see everybody.
Do you think, Laura, the rate of recidivism has gone down over the years? I mean, you hear all these stories about, you know, ex-offenders and they come into the world and then they go back. But it seems that it's getting better, that rate, is it not?
Yeah, you know, well, if we're just looking at people who are exonerated and innocent, I mean, wow, people who've struggled that much really don't want to go back. However, we have seen it happen, and in large part, when it happens, it's because there was little or no support. We're trying to support Illinois exonerees who've been declared innocent, but we are only barely helping. I mean, the need is pretty vast. And so when people don't get adequate support and start to feel lost, I mean, you and I feel lost sometimes in this world.
Right.
When you've done that, though, and you have nothing to draw on from the last 20 years, pretty tough.
You taught me so much about this segment of life. And the amazing thing is the gratitude and the lack of anger that these exonerees have when they leave, no matter how much of their life has been stolen from them. Human nature is what it is, and I'm sure there's a roller coaster ride, good days and bad days and all of those things. But the one thing we can do as a state is provide opportunities and support, and that's what Laura Caldwell's tried to do for a long time. How is this cowardice that's gone on in Springfield and the problem in both parties affected the ability to even fund these exonerees after we've stolen their lives to at least set them up as they get out of jail?
Steve, it's really, you know, I'm like, don't get angry often. I am very angry about this. And I've heard you talking earlier, and I'm not willing to point a finger one way or the other because I think it's super complex. But the fact of the matter is that not only is Illinois not funding all these things that we know about schools and services for this and that, there are 10 people in Illinois who have been declared innocent. They went through a whole other process to be declared innocent. We're going to give them about $200,000 each. That's it.
That's unbelievable.
And they had to go through another court process. And now
and explain how much of their lives were stolen, just in a couple of cases.
An average client does 12 years.
So 12 years of their life. Imagine
crazy.
You're improperly imprisoned for a weekend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're going to be mad as hell and mad as hell at everybody. 12 years, that's the average.
Correct. And, you know, you pointed out the lack of anger. There is anger. And as you pointed out, I'm glad we're developing this conversation because, of course, you're right. It's roller coaster.
Sure.
They are just so good at recognizing that you and only you control your emotions. So they're pretty good at getting themselves back in the good flow of emotions. But how do we expect them to continue to do that if we can't even give them? This is a less than a $2 million one-time budget thing. And by the way, I've told you that we've passed Illinois laws for mental health, for exonerees, for automatic expungement. Guess what? For education, nothing.
None of it's being funded.
Thank you.
Yeah. So again, what we've done as a state is we failed kids with special needs. We failed adults who need help. We failed the elderly. We failed the young. And we failed exonerees who, you got to wrap your head around this, people, not guilty. They were in jail and they were not guilty.
It's like triple punishment. We punish them the first time when we wrongfully accuse them, but okay, that happens. We punish them the second time when we keep them in jail. We punish them the third time when we make them beg and plead and write letters and cry. And then we punish them again when we make them go through another process to get this declaration of innocence. Now we're going to punish them another time?
The level of red tape that it has. You know what exonerees should get when they get out of jail? A check, a ride, and a house right. that we've set up for them, and a job. And we can't even do the bare minimum.
Correct. And we cannot even do the bare minimum. There was an article last week about how Innocence Projects are flailing to keep up with the demand. Guess what? There's like three after Innocence Projects in the United States. So
and you brought Amanda Knox here, which is amazing in itself. She's the, I don't want to say the poster child for perhaps women who have been wrongfully accused, spent time in prison, hers especially so because she was overseas. Right. But do these names like Amanda Knox, Stephen Avery, the first time, do people kind of relate? Will that maybe resonate a little bit more because now we know their stories, there are names to put with faces, Laura?
I do think that has helped immensely. When Steve and I first started having these conversations about exonerees and who those were, those are people who are exonerated, they're innocent. We had to define everything, and I was so glad that Steve is the amazing interviewer he is because he's so good at breaking down a problem and distilling it. It's so much easier now because making a murderer. Yes, that first time Stephen Avery, we know he's innocent. We know who did it.
Right.
We know Amanda Knox is innocent. She's been exonerated by the Italian Supreme Court. The EU last week just announced that she could sue Italy. And by the way, I'm going to come back here this summer to make a special announcement about her returning this fall.
Excellent. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Excellent. She's a great speaker.
You guys have kind of become friends, huh?
We have.
That's
and
great.
I'm really going to see if I can get her in here that morning.
I would love that because I think she has an opportunity to be a fabulous spokesperson for this. It's not the life she's chosen, but it's the life that's been, you know, chosen for her, maybe. And
exactly.
She's doing an amazing thing by talking about it on any level. It personally angers me unbelievably because we have people who come from, in large part, difficult circumstances, who are fast-tracked by crooked detectives. And it wasn't just the Burge era. You know, as much of a cop backer as I am, we know that in any major police department, and in Wisconsin, in little town police departments, there's bad cops too. And they've taken advantage of these kids who come from bad situations generally, and they take away their lives. And the least we can do, if you have any humanity at all, is care about these people enough when they get out to try to help.
Yeah, it's. I think everybody in America is having a little bit of a heartbreak around police officers, frankly. In my book, Long Way Home, I declared myself a cop groupie. Like, I kind of want to date a cop. I hang out at 7-Eleven because I do. I'm actually in the process of getting set up with a detective right now. Not kidding you. I'll come back to report.
I love when you
that.
Work out your fetishes on the air.
I know. Remember when I picked up that other guy on the way?
Yeah, it's a long story.
You know what I'm saying. Anyway, that's the wrong terminology. But yes, I totally agree. However, we got to recognize, I do know a ton of amazing cops. Anna Devontae's uncle is a fantastic cop.
99% of cops are pure and good,
exactly.
And they risk their lives every day for us. But
and the rest of those 1% are really ruining it for them right now because they're not getting help on cases that they should get help on because the average citizen who's seen Making a Murderer is kind of like, you know what? No thanks, I won't talk.
You're exactly
See?
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so plug the event again tonight because if people can't be there, there's got to be some other way we can help.
Yeah, if you can come tonight, this is just a book launch that Life After Innocence and Loyola Law School is funding and just, not funding, just hosting. And so it's 6 to 8, 25 East Pearson. That's Loyola Law School, Chicago, 25 East Pearson, 6 to 8 tonight. Allison Flowers and four fabulous exonerees. And I think we'll even see the lovely Karen Daniel from Northwestern, who does all the hard work.
And Life After Innocence, is there a way we can fund that, make a donation? And in that regard, the money's going to go to the foundation to help set these folks up?
Yeah, thank you. If you just Google Life After Innocence Donate Now, we have an online page. And we are right now in the middle of an expansion plan that will hopefully lead to regional offices and other places and really fully fund us so that we can truly start to give more consistent and fuller support to these exonerees.